This is Lady Fifi. What's up, and what's up? Let's talk of the talk of the day. Do you understand we are having Donald Trump here at the BOK? And I really, the news been broadcasting it all week. The mayor gave him permission, and which would, I mean, I understand, just like us, everybody have a freedom of speech, and he is the president at the moment. So, but I just want to say, man, we're not going to get to our time. We was doing so good. It's like lighting a fire without a match. But anyway, so he's been down here, or on his way down here to give this speech that nobody, that I guess they've been attacking the Trump campaign administration. I don't know what's going on, but they really don't want this man here. He is the guy that ordered the hit on black people. So, he might not be the main person that ordered the hit, but he gave the permission for the hit to carry on. So that's the way they're taking that. So you guys be careful out there. That man is the president. He has say-so. He doesn't have say-so to blow nothing up because he's the president. We have rights as citizens as well as he do. This is the murderous person I have ever seen. His only reaction is kill. But anyway, just get, I don't know. I mean, because when it comes to Donald Trump, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. For real, for real. Other than that, the world is opening up and the coronavirus is still going on. They say the death toll has risen. So I just advise everybody to please stay in. I know these riots is going on, but these people with these riots, y'all, is making the death toll go up. So I'm letting you know I'm staying in. I'm not riding. Not due to that, I just, the corona, that's what I'm worried about, the corona. I support you guys 100%. Black Lives Matter. I'm a black woman that's trying to be an entrepreneur who they don't like owning stuff. I'm one of those saying that I can't own nothing, or we're going to war if I do, however it is. But like I'm saying, racism must die. Don't kill me, kill racism. Donald, you want to kill something, kill racism. Don't kill the protesters. Don't kill the citizens. Don't kill the protesters. It's all racist now. It's all race. And I ain't saying racist, I'm saying racist. Like, African-American, black Indians, white Indians, white people, black people, orange people, purple people, yellow people, red people, green people, you know. This is. I just feel sorry for those protesters, y'all. Just pray for them. I wanted to read some today. My joy is gone. Grief upon me. My heart is sick. The cry of the daughter of mine. So, you know, and that is Jeremiah 9:18. I'm just saying, and 19, but what I'm saying is, guys, this is making me sick to my stomach that we're even as people who have overcome racism, who has walked away from racism, those people who have been counseled about their racism and who has overcome. God bless you. Because racism goes everywhere. Black, white, Mexican. Some Mexicans don't like white people. Some Mexicans don't like black people. Some black people don't like Mexicans. Some black people don't like white people. Some black people, you know. It goes both ways. Racism must die. So the world can go on and be happy. Every time we progress to this one step, y'all throw us back 10 steps back. Demands have been met by different leaders and protesters, and racism must die. And it should even be a law against the president of the United States that he shouldn't ever be able to have that much power to kill the citizens of color just because they own something. Are they in power now? Because this is 2020, President. Everybody owns something. Get a grip. But anyway, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? Hey guys. To all my fans, I just did my video about 2 weeks ago. Come on. So it should be released within 2 to 3 days. It's getting there. It's getting there. I don't want to rush the guy. Let him take his time. Chris, this time it's not done by... Come on, it's not done by my boy Anthony Trout. It's by this guy, Chris. With Secret Films. So, yeah. Chris with Secret Films is the one who did this video that's about to drop. Don't forget to get my album. It is in stores. It came out about 4 or 5 months ago. So, real. It is in stores. I am working on my next album. I just kind of released a rough draft of my single, Dirty Ass Bitch. It's really, it's about pole dancing. It's a pole dancing song for those who dance on the pole and the stuff that you can do. You know, acrobats. I call them acrobats. Pole dancers don't know they're acrobats. I got respect for them because I can't do that shit. But it's a pole dancing song because I know a lot of pole dancers and girls, you know, they'd be like, they'd be popping booty songs about sex, but it's not. This is about popping booty on the pole. So, it will be, my single will be dropping coming soon. I can't tell you the date yet, but it's coming. Also, check out my little clothing line. You can order things from Facebook. I go on there. I haven't got any messages. So, if you are trying to order and you're not getting through, hit me up on 918-523-4186 or 918-936-1945. That's my daughter Shauna. She's like my daughter's secretary. I got a lot of ums today. I got so much to say. I'm just really worried about this coronavirus because people are acting like this virus is over and it's not. The death toll is rising. It's really rising, guys. Please stay in. Stay safe. Today is the Juneteenth. I will be wearing a mask. I go every year. I love the Juneteenth. We celebrate, we kick it, we enjoy our culture. It's so much fun at the Juneteenth, so if you're going, I'll see you there. It's kind of raining, so we're hoping and praying that the sun come on out so we can go kick it at the Juneteenth today, me and the grandkids, G-Babies. Me and my G-Babies, Bulla Kids TV, stay tuned to that. Subscribe, give them a thumbs up, hit the bell. Enjoy your day. And again, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? And I'm out.